Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Genesis chapter 25, verses 1 through 18. The Reverend Doug Gribenaugh is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the book of Genesis chapter 25. Abraham took another wife, whose name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Medan, Midian, Ishbak, and Shuah. Jokshan fathered Sheba and Dedan. The sons of Dedan were Ashurim, Letushim, and Leamumim. The sons of Midian were Ephah, Epher, Hanath, Abidah, and Eldaah. All these were the children of Keturah. Abraham gave all he had to Isaac, but to the sons of his concubines Abraham gave gifts. And while he was still living, he sent them away from his son Isaac, eastward to the east country. These are the days of the years of Abraham's life, 175 years. Abraham breathed his last and died in a good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. Isaac and Ishmael, his sons, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hittite, east of Mamre, the field that Abraham purchased from the Hittites. There Abraham was buried with Sarah, his wife. After the death of Abraham, God blessed Isaac, his son, and Isaac settled at Be'er Lahai Roi. These are the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's servant, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, named in the order of their birth: Nebaiah, the firstborn of Ishmael, and Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jetur, Nafish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, by their villages and by their encampments, 12 princes according to their tribes. These are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. He breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people. They settled from Havilah to Shur, which is opposite Egypt in the direction of Assyria. He settled over against all his kinsmen. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It's a very strange section of Genesis, and I'm really not sure what I did to anger Deaconess Patton and Chaplain Denzer that they would curse me with so many Hebrew names. And I apologize for the pronunciation. But it's a very strange sort of gathering. We start the death of Abraham with another wife. And then, curiously, we transition to the children of the concubines, of which the children of this second wife are named. And then we get to the inheritance, the distribution of the estate, the death of Abraham. And where would we expect to go next? To Isaac, right? No, hard left turn. Let's talk about Ishmael. Well, you'll have to wait to hear about Isaac, because that's coming next. So why all of this? Why all of these details, these genealogies? Now, if you go on to Ancestry.com or any of those places, why is it that we explore genealogies? Our own family history, right? What did Grandpa do? What did Great-Grandpa do? When did we come over from wherever? We want to know where we've been, the people that we're related to. That's not so much the purpose of our genealogy today. Informative as it is, it's really, it's thematic. It's continuing to tell the one story that unites all of Holy Scripture. And that's the story of Christ. So if you'll pardon me, I think the overarching theme here, beginning of chapter 25, is a continuation of the theme that has been Abraham's life. Trust. Trust in the promise of God. Now, if we go back to Abraham when he encounters God, then that covenant is made that he will bless him. He will bless him and make him fruitful. A great nation, we're told in Genesis 12. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. And yet, his wife was barren. How often we know these promises of God. How often the new man says they are yours, they are fulfilled, they are already in place. And the old Adam says, yeah, but. The old Adam says God is slow to fulfill his promises. Is he really going to do as he said? Maybe he needs a little help. And so it is that Ishmael comes into the line. Later, God would fulfill his promise, just as he had said. Over the course of Abraham's life, we see his faith maturing. A little less of the old Adam's doubt, a little more of the new man's trust. Because we are told and we are reminded, we are children of Abraham, children by faith. For Abraham believed God's promise, and it was credited to him as righteousness. Over the course of his life, that faith grew. Sarah, who had been barren, would bear Isaac. And Abraham would send away Hagar and Ishmael because of the strife that the distrust of the old man had brought. Faith was what Abraham lived by. As we hear in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called out to go. By faith he lived in that land of promise as a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was not looking for the earthly riches. That is what we deal with in his final will and testament in chapter 25. He was looking for a city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. And so it is that we have recorded here that Abraham left and gave everything to Isaac. Isaac, the son of promise. But to his other children, he gave gifts and sent them away. Lest there be what we so often see today in the battles and the fights of estates, of wills. Because even here, Ishmael returns. Ishmael and Isaac set their father in the grave. They care for his body because they know the promise that his body will be raised again on the last day. And so they care for it. They're brought together when facing mortality. How often in our own lives we have families that gather together at the funeral, and for a time all is well. But then the old fighting comes back. Abraham in his wisdom had taken care of that, much as Luther in his commentaries encourages us as well to set our things in order in this life, that there may be peace this side of glory. After the death of Abraham, God blessed Isaac, his son. That promise now continues. Faith in that promise that Abraham lived in, faith in which he died, that he was gathered to his people, passes to Isaac. And he will mature in the faith, and it will pass on and on to be realized in the birth of Christ Jesus. Faith in that promise. We're told that both Abraham and his son Ishmael lived to what is today a very good old age. But 137 doesn't quite compare to 175. We are recorded that 175 years Abraham lived, he breathed his last, he died in good old age, an old man and full of years, and was gathered to his people. Gathered to those who believe in the Messiah. Gathered to those who believe in the promise. Gathered indeed to my saintly grandparents. Gathered there to all people who by faith are made children of Abraham. The blessing that is brought to all the earth in the final descendant, Christ Jesus. The irony I find is that Abraham is told to have died in good old years, in the fullness, right? The fullness of years. Died in faith of the one whose death would not be in a fullness of years. Just in his 30s, our Lord Christ Jesus would suffer and die. That you and I might have a fullness of years. By faith in that promise. And yet it was Christ who was born in the fullness of time to suffer and die in our stead, that the years of our life may not be 37, 57, 107, certainly not even 175 today, but the years of our life might be numerous. We're buried into the death of Jesus. We are gathered to our people, just as Abraham was. Faith in the promise. A faith that we struggle with still. Looking to his promises, the things that are not yet seen, we live our days in that struggle, as Abraham did, as Isaac did, as any saint born this side of heaven has ever done. But we rejoice in the promise. Not just that Abraham would be numerous, that he would be great, that he would be a blessing to all families of the earth, but the greater promise began in the garden. When our first parents struggled with that disbelief, to eat of the fruit tempted then and brought sin into the world, that death would now come at 175, 137, 37. But that God would send forth in the fullness of time his son, that our years, like the children of Abraham, may be as numerous as the stars, nay, unto infinity. And thanks be to God for the faith of Abraham, the faith that the Spirit gives, that we too may be gathered with Ishmael and Isaac to lay to rest our father Abraham and to rejoice that we are gathered together with all those whose faith is in God's promise. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.